This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on January 27th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from One VoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's One VoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together, and Monday night, the time is right for trivia. And so, Monday night trivia will begin with a new question, by the way, and a lot of bumpers, numbers, 11 of them, they all have a theme. We'll see how you do with that. But even if you know the artist, that's good. Some familiar, maybe some not, depending upon several things, actually. All right, so 1% of all shoplifters can accurately claim this. Some have even used it successfully as a defense. Used what? All right, there's our question. Now, if you don't know my question, and you haven't even heard any bumper stumpers yet, so you can't go there, maybe you would like your own category. Sky is the absolute limit on that. We prove it every week. And Barry, who is all things Beatles, is striking out for advertising this week. So welcome back, Barry. How are you?
Hey, Raleigh.
Yeah, so we're going
Happy
back to
Monday.
Going back to advertising. Yes, yes, indeed. All right, so let's see what we can do that you might know. I realize now this game is probably 35 years old, so I don't want to ask things that are really, really old. Get something that you hopefully, okay. Well, anybody would know that. All right, and nobody would know that. So, okay. All right. Let's see. It is a car, okay? 505, one hot number.
505.
Yeah, so obviously that's the model number. And it was it was made from 1978 to 1992. 505, one hot number. It is foreign. And by the way, not Asian. And after 92, when they ceased the 505, they pulled out of the U.S. market entirely because the number of cars they sold just wasn't worth their while.
Okay.
So.
I don't know. Nope.
Well, you want to take a guess? I mean, how many not Asian foreign cars can you name that are no longer in the market?
Boy.
All right. It's Peugeot. Peugeot 505. One hot number.
Okay.
Yeah. You've heard of them at least.
Yes, I have.
Okay. I was really going to worry if you said, no, never heard of them. Yeah. All right. Good deal. Well, we'll try for something easier next week or go back to Beatles. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right. So, but I'm glad he struck out. Not glad he struck out. I'm glad he struck for a category other than Beatles, because it's nice when you do that. So, 888-876-5593. We have, three big hours, but you know the deal about Monday Night Trivia. I can prattle on for hours on end when it comes to Tuesday through Thursday. It's all right if I talk to myself. I don't much like it, but I can do it. The problem with Monday Night Trivia, however, is that I can't play trivia with myself. Because after all, I know all the answers because they're right in front of me. So therefore, trivia needs players and we need you. So pick any category you like and call 888-876-5593. Nancy wrote, thank you, Nancy, sent an email, said, glad there's a full show tonight. Wish you were on all night. Oh, my God, I don't know if I'll get through 3 hours, but yes, we will, hopefully with you, and maybe Nancy will call. So 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Dum-ba-da-da-ba-ba-dee.
Now we're together, now we have a start. I feel so good now that we're not apart. Glad that we're married, glad that we're together. I'll ever remember.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? That's your first bumper stumper, so I don't expect you're going to get the theme, but maybe you'll get the artist. Who are they? 888-876-5593-8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. Or if not, you know, we have my question in play, and that, if you're wondering, 1% of all shoplifters can accurately claim this. In fact, some have even successfully used it as a defense. Used what? 888-876-5593. So, you don't know my question. You don't recognize my bumper's number, but you want your own category? Well, sky is always the limit on that. And Lisa from Dundee can be depended on for movie quotes. How's it going, Lisa?
Oh, hi, Raleigh. You know, I had a very, very rough week last week.
Oh.
And I'm not sure if you want me to say anything about it now or if I should call back tomorrow or...
Well, I'd like you to call back tomorrow because I want to spend quite a bit of time on it so we can find out about
okay.
it. Now, has it improved at all?
No. Okay. No, there were, yeah, no.
Okay. All right, we're gonna talk about this. The show starts at 10, call early.
I will, I will. So let's just do a movie quote and maybe I can get back to some kind of normalcy here.
Well, with that in mind, I think we only need to do comedic movie quotes. So here
okay.
we go, 1980. Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Oh, that's Airplane.
It is. Absolutely right. All
very,
right.
Very, very
so,
funny movie.
So you're a winner okay. right there. Hang on, and I'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Don't go away.
I will call
right.
back.
Good
Thank
deal.
You.
All right. So 888-876-5593. And that's the deal. John's, by the way, doing very well on getting your certificates together, those of you who win. When you win, you know, you get a certificate for each win and something else you probably don't want, like a CD or a DVD or a tabloid or something. And, of course, the certificates are the big things because, you know, we haven't done a mailing in 2 years. I know, 2 years. Well, in another week or so, actually Sunday, it'll be 2 years since John had his hemorrhagic stroke. So, consequently, we were busy. All right, but we're getting back to it, and you will, in fact, be getting prizes. Well, in the first quarter, we'll go there. I won't say immediately, but the first quarter of the month, it will be yours. All right, so 888-876-5593. 888-ROLLYE. All right, so we have Ed in Cleveland. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, that's the Elvinos on
Vic
Records, 1956.
Yeah, I think it was on Groove, actually, but a good enough.
Was it on Groove? You know, I'm looking at the 45 Cat page, and I see that there were, you know what, you're right, it was on Groove, because I think Vic was like there was a bootleg of that record.
Oh, well, no, Vic actually was also a subsidiary of RCA, so it could have been either, but it happened to be Groove because it was that green label, that Vomit Green
label. Green label with a little, because, after Mickey and Sylvia had the Love is Strange, they discontinued Groove, and then they just, they just had Vic for a while.
Right, absolutely right.
And nobody ever really had a hit on that, except for, Joe Valino, Garden of Eden. I know the expensive record on that label was Joe Clave, Ducktail.
Well, that's, I think there were a few, and I'm trying to, thing, you had the pop standards like, Giselle McKenzie was
McKenzie,
on.
Yeah,
stuff like that. But, I'm trying to think, and all of them that come to mind immediately are pop standards records. So, yeah, you may be right. Nothing in the, clearly nothing much in the R&B vein.
Today is the birthday of Elmore James.
Oh, so we'll do Elmore James trivia.
There is a guy that he recorded, quite prolifically. I can't say that word very well. Late at night.
Yes.
But he died in 1963 of a heart attack at the age of 45
in Chicago.
In Chicago, and he'd recorded. Dust My Broom, his most famous song. He recorded it for Trumpet Records in 1952, and then he later did variations of it. But he was one of the few blues guys that recorded for Meteor in Memphis. He recorded quite a few sides for Flair out on the West Coast. He recorded for Chess. He recorded for VJ. And then later on for Fire and Enjoy Records.
Mm-hmm.
Which, the fact that, most of your blues guys were either recording, specifically for, like, say, Chess or for VJ or would only record, like, maybe for two or three labels. Then you had, like, John Lee Hooker, who was on just about everything.
Right. Yeah, it varies. Yeah. Of course, he was on Modern, so that's the Beharie Brothers. And like you mentioned, Chess, and, of course, Fire was a good little label.
Elmore trivia for you. He also played on TV Mama by Joe Turner.
So there you go.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want Elmore James trivia, I'm sure you'll get it right away.
Well,
I'd be surprised if you don't. So let's see what I can ask you.
Are you going to ask me something here?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. I will.
All right.
Elmore James was influenced. He cited three people regularly, and one of them he recorded several of his songs. So name any of the three.
Well, I think it had to be Robert Johnson.
That was one, but that's not, and you win for that, but that's not the guy he recorded the songs of.
Oh, you mean somebody like a writer?
Somebody else who, because he inherited a couple of musicians from this guy in his backing band, and then went on to record a few things that he did.
I know he was with Sonny Boy Williamson for a while. He was the one that played on the trumpet record.
He did work along Sonny Boy, but nope, that's not one of the three. Keep going.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Robert Johnson being the obvious one. Of course, Robert was influenced by, people like Tommy Johnson, but that wouldn't count because you talk about somebody who
this is a Chicago blues guy, although he was born in Georgia, but he's well-known, and, you already won from Robert Johnson.
Oh, Tampa Red, right?
Absolutely, Tampa Red.
Tampa.
And the third, by the way, in case you're wondering, was Kokomo Arnold.
Okay, the original Milk Cow Blues, that guy did it.
So, yeah.
Kokomo. He was an interesting artist, and he recorded for Decca back in the 30s. And, of course, Tampa Red, he was one that he started. Tampa's first record in 1928 was the B-side of a Blind Lemon Jefferson record.
Oh, that's
great. He recorded a song called Through Train Blues, and they stuck it on the back of a Blind Lemon record. And he'd recorded for Vocalion. He recorded for, he was on Bluebird for many, many, many years. And then he did a session for the Sabre label out of Chicago under the name of Johnny Eager.
Okay.
All right. It was like a Moonlight. And then in 1954, his wife passed away, and he went into a tailspin.
Oof.
And because he was the guy, Tampa was the guy in Chicago that if you were a blues man and you came to Chicago, you stayed at his house. And he was the one that kind of showed you the ropes and said, okay, this is where you go, this is what you do, you know, yada, yada, yada. Because he had these guys that were coming up from Mississippi and Georgia and Tennessee that were obviously green to the ways of the city. And Tampa was kind of like the go-to guy who would kind of, you know, take you under his wing for a certain, you know, to a certain extent, and would point you in whatever direction you needed to go. And
with that in mind, here he was in Chicago, at first an unknown. What was it that made his big break? Who was he hired?
Oh, sorry.
Who was he hired to accompany?
You talking about Tampa Red?
Yes, I am.
Oh my goodness! Who was he hired to accompany? Because he was with a ton of people. I'm thinking Chicago. Well, he did record with a guy with this other guy, Georgia Tom Dorsey.
Yeah, he did. He absolutely did. But that's Georgia Tom, I know. But that's not it. And before that, actually. But it was Dorsey who introduced him to J. Mayo Williams. And that's how he got on Paramount, which I think was his first label before Vocalon. But no, he was hired to accompany someone. And you should know who this is. And what if I told you it was female?
Well, I don't think they ever recorded together. I know that in blues music at that time, Bessie Smith was the queen of the blues.
Right. And
if it's not her, then no. It would probably have to be Memphis Minnie.
Nope.
Oh,
and it's not Ida Cox either. All right. You'll kick yourself for this. Ma Rainey.
Oh, yes, I am kicking myself.
Yeah, I know it. I just knew it. Yep.
You knew that was the name on the tip of my tongue.
Yep.
And yeah, because she was on Paramount. In fact, Tampa had, I think her last session, now that I'm thinking, my 62-year-old addled brain is finally coming to realize that, yes, Ma Rainey's last session for Paramount, which was, by the way, her last session, was with Tampa Red's accompaniment. And I think Georgia Tom was on there, too.
Yep. So there you go. All right. Well, you are a winner, to say the least. So hang on. Don't go away.
Okay. All right.
All right. And sadly, Ma Rainey died in Rome, Georgia, and north of Atlanta in 1939. So it's been a while. You'd have to be an old blues fan to probably have anything by her. All right. So what are we going to do here? Let's see. Oh, Stacey Algonquin's going to guess on our trivia question. Good. I like that. All right. Now, to remind you, we have one. Oh, but before we do, by the way, I need to remind you, I'm going to go to the news, but then we'll get to Stacey. But 1% of all shoplifters can accurately claim this. Some have even successfully used it as a defense. Used what? All right. So Stacey will guess on that. And Randy in Richmond, Virginia wants the Beatles trivia. We can do that. Big Bang Theory for Jim in Richmond. And Boyer in Nashville. All right. Long John Baldry. I can do that. All right. We can do Long John Baldry. It also says country music trivia. Well, how about some Long John Baldry trivia? All that and more coming up. Monday Night Trivia here on WGN Radio.
Put my mind at ease. Ooh. When I come home.
in Radio. I'm Robbie James. Yeah, that was about my favorite record when that came out. Just loved it. All right. Of course, that was 1956. But if you know who they are, and yes, they were well known, you'll win. 888-876-5593-8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. So I have a question. Don't you know? 1% of all shoplifters can accurately claim this. Some have successfully even used it as a defense. Used what? All right, Stacy in Algonquin, welcome to WGN Radio. You're our first guesser on this.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Stacy.
I hope you and Sean are well.
Can't complain. How are you doing?
Okay, well, right now we're kind of... I was wearing my mask, you know, when I go in the bistro and stuff, and some people weren't, and now... We can go out of our apartment, but we're getting everybody, you know, they have COVID.
Oh.
So, but I'm okay. I already, when I wasn't feeling well, so I called the nurse and she checked me for COVID. She said, no, you're okay. You just have a head cold.
Good.
So, I mean, I'm getting better and stuff, but everybody, you know, all the meals have to be delivered to us.
Oh, geez.
And, I mean, you can go out of your apartment and just take a walk, you know, to get your mail, but you can't go. The bistro's closed. The restaurant's closed.
Oh, my.
Or if you want to go outside, you can go, but you can't stop to talk to anybody. Everybody's on house.
Oh, man. I guess COVID's the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, God, but, no, I'm better. I just got this stupid cold, and I'm blowing my nose.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's annoying as heck. It's not dangerous, and it won't set you back, but it's annoying. So my condolences.
I know.
Yeah, I know it is.
But, now, what is the trivia question again?
All right, so here you go. 1% of all shoplifters can accurately claim this. And some have even successfully used it as a defense. What is it?
Shoplifters.
Yeah, 1%.
They don't know that it was in their bag?
No, that's good. I like that. That's not it.
They would tell you that somebody put it there?
Nope.
Not sure.
Okay.
But I will take, I guess, my that girl question.
All right. And what job did Anne Marie work before leaving Brewster?
Oh, she was a waitress.
No. Oh, you should know this.
Oh, I know. She was a meter maid.
That's right. She was a meter maid.
Okay.
All right. Well, hang on. Don't go away. You saved yourself there. Good deal. Yes.
Raleigh.
All right, good deal. Yes, she was a meter maid. Yeah, it had to be something bizarre. You kind of know that. All right, so we put Stacy on hold. And what do we do here? I believe we find out what Boyer in Nashville has on his mind. Hello, Boyer. Are you still with us, Boyer? He wanted Long John Baldry trivia, and I've got it. All right, or country music trivia. Well, I didn't think about that, really, but that's all right. All right, so I guess we say goodbye to Boyer. He didn't hang on long enough. Maybe next time. All right. Yeah, you got to be patient on this show. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Jim is in Richmond. How's it going, Jim?
Hello, Raleigh. It's great to talk to you.
Well, you too.
I hope you had a great weekend.
Oh, it was a tax weekend, you know, all those 1099s.
Oh, no.
Yeah, had to get all those 1099s and W-2s out and stuff like that. And, you know, some of which you can do online. Others of it I couldn't do online because I wasn't willing to take a selfie of myself first. So it was a weekend.
Yes. I have a few questions and then go to the trivia question.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I fell asleep Monday night. What was the answer to last Monday night's trivia?
Oh, my. I gotta look this up.
It was 12,000 in an hour.
Oh, yes. Puppies born.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh. And like I say, it's kind of a fight that the lowest number I've seen is 3,000. But yeah, even so, between 3 and 12,000 an hour, puppies born in the USA every hour, every day, every week, month, and year.
That would make Bear happy.
Well, I don't know. It would, but I'm not sure how many of these puppies wind up into good homes like Bear has.
Right. And I have another, you know, I had them all lined up, but, I know what I wanted to say. I heard that you are going to start mailing, and I'm sorry that John's been overwhelmed.
Oh, that's
but
right.
I would love to get a certificate before the lights go out.
Oh, yeah, you'll be getting several. You get one for each, you get one for each time you win.
Right, but I just want to see what it looks like.
I think we can beat that. I think you'll see it.
Okay. And I have good news.
Yes.
Things have been going good.
Yay.
But tonight's not the night to talk about it.
Okay.
So I will call you tomorrow.
Okay.
And now for Big Bang.
What is the name of the character played by Maya Bialik, I guess that's how you pronounce it.
Oh, that's Amy Fowler Fowler. You asked me that question before.
Oh, yeah? Well, then, very good. That's honest. Let's ask you another one, and you'll do it also. Okay, and let's see what we can do easy. Who did Leonard and Sheldon meet in the first episode?
Who did they meet?
Yeah, who did they meet?
Penny.
Yes, absolutely right. You are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Did you know... Through the whole series, they never told you Penny's last name?
Really?
Through the whole series, Penny, even when they got married, it was Sheldon, Oxtetter, and Penny. And they never revealed, and when they introduced her father, they never mentioned his last name.
So the only time Penny had a last name when after she got married when it was Hofstetter. So we don't know what her maiden name is.
Right, and they did that as what they do in TV for a, like, I don't know if it's a cliffhanger or what, but they never mentioned Penny's last name.
Ah, well, here's the deal. The only time a last name was ever mentioned was in the final episode. That's where Sheldon, of course, introduced her as Penny Hofstetter. But writers purposely didn't give her a last name during the run. The props team did use the last name Teller on props that required a last name, like shipping labels and a driver's license.
I never heard that. I watched every single episode millions of times because when I watch TV, I only watch episodes that I've seen. Because I really can't see them.
Right. You know? Oh, absolutely. And so, you probably wouldn't be seeing the shipping label. But on props like that, when they needed a last name, they called her Teller.
Oh, okay. And I think that's great. You finally know her name.
Yeah. Well, and it was never intended to be her name. They just needed a name that was relatively small to write on the labels and stuff.
And then I have a request.
Yes.
I was watching things that were going on TV tonight. And I don't want to be on your bad side, but do you have any Joe Cocker songs that you like?
You mean Joe Cocker?
Yeah.
Yeah, not Crocker, Cocker. I'll try to find one. We'll see what we can do. It won't be something I really like, but I'll find one I can tolerate for you.
And then pick one for yourself.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see. You'll see how many people request stuff if I have time or not. But thank you, thank you. All right, so you are a winner. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right, so indeed. And, yes, that will cause us to speed up those certificates as much as possible. In fact, John is picking up the cardstock for them tomorrow, I do believe. And so we're moving along. Now, one thing he did tell me, in the past when you've had multiple wins, we've written something on the certificates like repeat offender and things of that nature. But in this case, you're not getting anything. You're just getting the certificate and the date that you won. So if you won 20 times, you'll be getting 20 certificates. All right, so 888-876-5593. Brad in Chicago is going to guess on our trivia question. What do you think? Brad?
Well, I think it might be that you have like a compulsion, like you're a kleptomaniac, so you've got a disease.
You're absolutely right. 1% of all shoplifters, not more than that, but can accurately claim they are kleptomaniacs, and some have successfully used it as their defense. All right, you're a winner.
Well, that's great. Thanks. Right,
hang on. Don't go away.
I figured as a lawyer, I might have known that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully you didn't have to defend any of them.
Not yet.
Okay, good deal. All right, hang on. Don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593. That's absolutely right. They are kleptomaniacs, and they couldn't help themselves. Enough of them did it with a straight face that they got away with it. All right, hopefully they had a good lawyer like Brad. All right, so 888-876-5593. Jimmy P., I can count on him to know some of the bumpers, certainly the last one. So who was it, Jimmy P.?
Hey, Riley, was there a couple of versions of that song, When I Come Home?
Yes.
I think the one I heard was by the Del Vikings.
And that is, they were both by the Del Vikings, and that's the that's the original on Phoebe, and they also put it out on Dot.
Oh, I thought it was them.
Yeah. It was the.
And listen, I know it's Monday. You're kind of in a hurry because trivia, but I heard Sergeant Pappy on the radio.
Yeah.
I was listening and I heard "Dear One" by the Scarlets.
Yeah.
I says, man, that's one of my favorites.
Oh, good.
And then you said Sergeant Pappy. I says, man, what a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
So if you got time, I got a 6-pack.
All right, let's hear them.
All right, number one is Never Let You Go by the Five Discs.
Okay.
Number two is Bang Goes My Heart by the Miracles.
Okay.
Number three is Baby Walk On In by the Shells.
Okay.
Number four is Can I Come Over Tonight by the Fabulous Velours.
Yes, absolutely.
Number five is Newlywed by Orchids.
Okay.
And then, am I up to number six?
You are about to give me number six.
Every Day of the Week by the Students.
Absolutely. You betcha.
All right, Riley, nice talking.
Yeah.
And tell Sergeant Pappy, good to hear from him. Hope he's listening.
We'll have to play Every Day of the Week next to Bristol Stomp, because I'm telling you, the Cameo Parkway people stole it. Oh, yeah. You betcha.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, Riley, nice talking.
All right. Thanks
to
for
you.
Calling. Appreciate it. All
okay.
Right, so yeah, just like the 81 was Martha and the Vandellas record. So, yeah, oh, well, 888-876. But Jimmy P. was right, so I'm putting him on hold, and hopefully he hadn't hung up so we can confirm his address because he gets another certificate. Yes, indeed. I got another bumper stumper coming up. It's easy, too, I think, anyway. And then we got Randy in Richmond, Beatles, James on the South Side, World War II. We're going to get some interesting questions there, and there's plenty of room for you, but you need another question. A 1970s survey said 3 out of 20 wives could claim this. Claim what? A 1970s survey said 3 out of 20 wives could claim this. Claim what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. Oh, right. Absolutely. And I have it right in front of me. I even wrote the time, but I didn't talk about it. And I need to. So we're talking about the Sea Crane Company and the new CC Skywave Radio 2, which is just an exceptional solution to ensure preparedness for unexpected extreme conditions, weather conditions, things that lead to fire out, fire and weather, an earthquake this morning off of Maine. Yeah. Next thing you know, the power's out, right? Well, the CC Skywave Radio 2 features a distinctive alarm that alerts you when NOAA issues weather warnings, providing advanced knowledge of potential problems. But what it's got is the thing that every radio Bob Crane has developed. It has superior reception, AM and FM, and shortwave, too, and crystal clear audio. So thanks to its enhanced capabilities amid high solar activities, you can experience the benefit of excellent reception on shortwave right about now. Yeah, we're at a high point for that, so you might want to try that, and that'll give you some information you're not going to get anywhere else. It's ideal for travel because the CC Skywave Radio 2 also includes the aviation band, allowing you to listen to nearby pilots or air traffic controllers. And it operates on a couple AA batteries for up to 70 hours, which makes it a great pocket-sized travel companion. It is a terrific little radio. Go to ccradio.com. Look at the CC Skywave Radio 2. I think you're going to like it. Now, if you're saying, I can't go anywhere because I'm not online, you can call them. They've got the world's best customer service, and that is 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. They'll answer all your questions. You can order by phone. Also, if you just want to receive a free catalog in the mail, they'll send one to you. So if you can go online, that's your best shot, ccradio.com. But if you can't, 800-522-8863. It's a great catalog because it's not only products, it's information about radio as well. So if you are a radio fan, oh, man, you're going to want a lot of things. But I think you want to check out the CC Skywave Radio 2. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
If the sun should forget to shine, I don't.
So who is that? And what does he have in common with, well, we played the Dell Vikings and the first song we played. Yeah, if you know, that's great, 888-876-5593. But even if you just know the artist, and you should, well, you're a winner for that alone. Or you're a winner for my trivia question, which I will repeat again. A 1970 survey said 3 out of 20 wives could claim this. Claim what? 888-876-5593. So you don't know my question, you don't know my bumpers, well, then you can have your own category, and we prove that every week. Randy in Richmond, Virginia, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you very much. I haven't listened to you in a long time. I stumbled over this, and I had to call.
I'm so glad you did. All right, and you want a Beatles trivia question. All right.
I think that's where I'd shine the best, yeah.
Oh, you'll get this right away. Where did George Martin first record the Beatles?
In London, or do I have to be more specific?
No, yeah, you have to tell me. You have to tell me where. You have to tell me the studio.
The Abbey Road studio.
Well, it wasn't that then. So
EMI.
Yes,
EMI
absolutely studio. Right. That's right. Yes, it wasn't Abbey Road till long after the Beatles were no longer recording. You are a winner. All right, hang on. Don't go away. And thanks for calling. Do it again. All right.
Thank
so.
You.
Good deal. So good to hear from Randy. We put Randy on hold. I try not to lose him, which is not easy for me. All right. Yes, we've successfully done that. All right. Fran in Austin's got a bumper guess. Fran, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in. I'm still awake.
Oh,
that's
good.
A good thing.
Good, good. You got to stop listening to the news.
I know. I know. Or, I don't know, listen to different places. Anyway.
Yeah.
I know a bumper. I think that's the Skyliners.
Absolutely, it's the Skyliners. It's the flip side of their biggest hit.
Well, I recognize the voice because I one of my favorite songs is Since I Don't Have You.
Yeah.
I know that voice. I know that voice. I'm.
You're absolutely right. Jimmy Beaumont. Sadly, now the late Jimmy Beaumont. But yes, indeed. All right. So you are a winner.
Great. All right. Thanks a lot.
And don't go away. All right, so absolutely, Fran's going to get a lot of certificates. All right, so I don't even want to think about what the mailing bills are going to be, but it'll be worth it. All right, so let's see. Oh, I believe we're going to do World War II, and I believe we've got time. James on the South Side, how's it going, James?
Well, I'm hanging in here. I haven't followed any.
Good.
Not me. I had my visit with my orthopedic surgeon, and he said, "Oh, you're hanging in there. We don't have to crack your back open."
Oh, well, thank God. That's a big day. That's a very big day. I'm delighted to hear that.
Yeah. It's, as long as you keep on whatever, what you're doing, keeping busy, you're okay. They were happy about that.
Good. Me too.
Yeah.
All right. So we're doing.
You know, that first one, I should take a guess on your new question, because I had also called about your first one, which I already had. My first guess would have been the kleptomaniac.
All right, so let's have you win with this one. 1970 survey said 3 out of 20 wives could claim this. Claim what?
They were the chief breadwinner.
You're a winner. They made more money than their husbands. I don't even have to ask you a World War II question. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so I guess we need another question. All right. More surveys. Why not? You did so well before. In the 1970s, Americans were asked what they'd be willing to do for $1 million. 12% said this. And that was the number two answer, coming close behind 13% who said that. So what I want to know is, because that equals 25%, what did 12 or 13% of Americans say they do for $1 million? All right. And either one of those. And one of them, I expect you to get. The other one, gee, I'm not sure. We'll find out. I'll repeat the question again after the news. And we'll take your calls as hour number two from Monday Night Trivia is coming up soon on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And it's Monday Night Trivia. We're working on a question. Yeah, so far you've gotten two questions that I've thrown out, so this is the third. In the 1970s, Americans were asked what they'd be willing to do for $1 million. 12% said this, coming in close behind 13% that said that. What would 12% and/or 13% of Americans be willing to do for $1 million? And this, again, is the 1970s. All right. So, and our bumper stumper, I don't think I can tell you much about it. But if you know them, that's terrific. All right. So, yeah, WASA Group, I'll say that. 888-876-5593. And Cleveland Dennis has a bumper guess. All right, Cleveland Dennis.
Well, I'm pretty sure I know that was Jimmy Beaumont.
Oh, yeah, we had a winner on that. Fran knew it was the Skyliners.
Right. Right, but I'm going to guess that the groups are from Pittsburgh.
You are absolutely right. You got the theme.
Yeah.
And they're all from Pittsburgh, or in one case I had to play, which we will get to, so don't say it if you know it, but the all-time number one Pittsburgh oldie.
Hmm.
And so that
I might have a guess, but I'll save it.
Yeah, right. It'll be the last thing I play tonight. But you're a winner. They are all Pittsburgh groups. Yes. Although right. one of them, while they were very popular in Pittsburgh, actually is a Steubenville group. But we'll see. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. No absolutely problem. Right. They are all Pittsburgh groups. Yeah. And most of them, you know, local. Now, of course, Dell Vikings and the Skyliner, sure. But the first one and this one, oh, man, that's pure local Pittsburgh all the way around, as is the next one I'll be playing. So let's see. We have Bob in Chicago who's got a guess. All right, Bob, what do you think? Bob, are you with me, Bob? I'm here, Bob.
Yes,
there you are. Yes. Okay, hi, Bob.
Yes.
All right.
Hi, how are you doing?
All right, what do you think?
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
Okay, the question was, in the 1970s, Americans were asked what they'd be willing to do for $1 million. 12% said they'd do this, coming in close behind 13% who they'd do that. Tell me what 12 or 13% would do for $1 million.
I'd say cheat on their spouse.
That is not it. I think they'd probably do it for a lot less. All right, but thanks for trying. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay.
All right, so, yeah, not cheat on their spouse. All right, probably 12 or 13% were doing that already, but who knows. All right, so we got Kevin, and Kevin is in Colorado Springs. How are you, Kevin?
Oh, putting my life back together.
What's going on? Tell me.
Quickly, as you may remember from the last call, I'm going through a divorce, which is nasty.
Yeah, and I'm so sorry.
And, yeah, well, I think we'll stay single for the rest of my life.
It's probably a good idea. Well, hopefully this year you'll get it all over and done with.
Well, what I'm trying to do is I've actually contacted a company, a moving and storage company, and in New Brighton, and now I have to get all my stuff out of the house. And I found someone who will help finance it, because it's not going to be cheap, but they're going to come in and pack it and put it on a pod and send it out here to me, because I don't want, I mean, there, I have things that I don't want to lose, like a huge Beatles collection and all that. So, I hope it's 73 things. I hope at 74, which is I have a birthday next month, that things will settle down. So we'll find out.
Well, I hope so too. Yeah.
Oh, me too. Hey, by the way, I have that CC2.
Yeah.
And oh, what a radio! What a radio! It pulls in waves just like a big magnet. It's amazing.
Good.
And I know it's really hard to get stations these days because so many stations are on at night.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they just, like, crowd other ones out. But WGN still comes in well. There's nothing that crowds it out at
well,
this point.
Good. So. Yeah, well, you know, that 720, absolutely. Depending on where you are, you know, a 710 might bother you. But for the most part, 720 is pretty clear. And, of course, being Colorado Springs, now that KDON in Las Vegas on 720 signed off, that makes the frequency even a little clearer.
Ooh, when did that happen?
Oh, so within the last year, probably within the last 6 months. And what it was, as usual, the tower land was worth so much more than the station. But they owned several other stations in town, and they were going to do a triplex, which I thought was really interesting. I looked at the engineering on it on paper, and I was really intrigued about, well, what will this be? And, of course, they realized the money on it and said, we'll just turn back the license. Well, you know, that's been going on since the 80s, really, the early 80s. People say, I remember when Jefferson Standard Life Insurance turned a station in Greensboro that had ratings off because they wanted to sell the land. And, boy, I'll tell you, at the time I was shocked. Now it's commonplace.
Well, when I worked at KOYN, my boss, who used to be the weatherman on KKTV, Jack Ryan, was part owner of the station. And when he couldn't make it run, some Christian folks took it over, and it became a contemporary Christian station. And then it went dark.
Yep, it'll happen.
Yeah, it did. So, other than that, I mean, you know, I'm doing okay. I'm just, you know, I'm here with my sister and her husband and were looking into putting me on PACE, which is kind of a low-income thing, and okay. they're going to help me find a place to live.
Yeah.
So it could be assisted living, but that probably is a good thing for me.
Yeah, as long as you basically get to maintain your independence and have your own place, you're fine with that.
Yeah, and it sounds like it's going to be a good one. So
yeah. Well, good. Keep me posted.
Yeah, I will. I will. So what we got for Beatles trivia?
All right. Well, we all know about the infamous Paul is dead line.
Right.
And, of course, that was a muffled line from John Lennon in Strawberry Fields Forever that sounds like he's saying, I buried Paul. Well,
but he's not.
He's not. And Lennon, in fact, in an interview, one of his final interviews in Playboy magazine in 1980, explained what he said. What did he say?
He said cranberry sauce.
That's absolutely right, cranberry sauce.
How'd you like the imitation?
Yeah, very nice. And he said, some people like ping pong, other people like digging over graves. Some people will do anything rather than be here now. But I said cranberry sauce. So, yes,
he did. Oh, I was never able to figure out what he said before then because, you know, it's kind of buried in the music.
Well, but sure.
Cranberry sauce seems to stand out, you know, because it's the fade-out is it comes above the fade-out. You know, it's right at the end of the song.
Well, see, I have no idea because, of course, if I had any idea whatsoever, it would mean I had to listen to Strawberry Fields Forever, and I just wasn't willing to do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was not going to be happening. So I didn't mind some of the Beatles' early stuff, like actually, you know, through maybe Meet the Beatles or introducing the Beatles. But after that, they lost me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, I have an exception. The Word, I like The Word. It had a backbeat. So did Dr. Robert Taxman, but The Word had a nice backbeat. Yes, that's about all
I
can say.
Interesting story in that in 1965, we used to have ladies come and read us stories down in the playroom, and one of them gave me a present, and it was, you know, Rubber Soul. It had just come out, and the house parents said, well, do you want to go downstairs and hear the stories? I said, no, I want to hear this new Beatle album, and it was... It was pretty good. The U.S. Rubber Soul was an interesting album.
Yeah. Well, it had The Word. So
it did.
I was down for that. And there were a few. A Girl wasn't terrible either. So, yeah. All right.
But the U.S. and U.K. Rubber Soul are different.
That's usually the case. Sure.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sure. All righty. Well, you're a winner. You knew. So hang on.
Thank you. We'll
get that address. And yes, definitely keep in touch. I want to know how it's going.
I will, Raleigh.
Okay,
Take care.
Appreciate it. All right. So Kevin's going to make it. I know that. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. I think in some ways 2025 is going to be a cleanup year for a lot of people. Yeah. Get some bad stuff out. I don't know how much good stuff we'll bring in, but get some bad stuff out. All right. Mark is in Aurora. Hey, Mark, what's happening tonight?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty peaceful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. And you, of course, want original Star Trek trivia.
Yeah, tonight I do. I may go back to charts eventually.
Oh, okay. Good. You do well with charts, actually. So let's see if we can't do something from the Monster of the Week quiz.
Oh.
Yes, here we go. A shuttlecraft and crew are involuntarily diverted off course and onto a planet's surface where they discover one Zefram Cochran, a man creator of the warp drive, thought to be dead 150 years. What is Cochran called the... amorphous entity that has both kept him alive all these years and also brought the shuttlecraft crew to him in the episode Metamorphosis?
I think I've had this question before. It's the companion.
It is the companion. All right. Well, very good. I don't know if you've had it before or not, but you got it again and you just won.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Don't go away. All right, a fine question, I'll tell you what. 888-876-5593. 888-ROLLYE. Now, here is the deal. I'm probably, you know, on some of them when I've got the things printed out rather than looking them online, I'll put a little X knowing that I've asked it. But for the most part, I'm not going to remember if I've asked something. So you absolutely can take advantage of me. Yes, and you can have your own category. And sky is the limit. So there's absolutely no reason that you're not calling. Well, that I can find anyway. So we have in the 1970s, Americans were asked what they'd be willing to do for $1 million. It's actually a good question. What would you be willing to do for $1 million? Well, in the 1970s, 12% said they'd do this, and 13% said they'd do that. And so I want to know is, what would 12% and/or 13% of Americans do for the loot? All right, 888-876-5593. One of the answers I think you're going to figure out. The other one surprised me. But maybe not you. We'll find out coming up Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who are they? All right, we know there's a Pittsburgh connection, so that's the deal there. But if you know, that's great. 888-876-5593. Of course, they're redoing a wonderful Pat and the Blenders record, which was a hit in Pittsburgh and in Philadelphia. And that's about it, actually, I think. Anywhere else, forget about it. All right, so we've got David in Winthrop Harbor. David, welcome to WGN Radio.
Raleigh.
Yes.
Thank you.
So,
hello.
We're going to do NASCAR trivia, are we?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you.
And you like fairly recent stuff, right?
I like Bill Elliott. Anything Bill.
Oh, gosh. Well, that I didn't know about. All right. Well, let me see if I can find something, because that I wasn't prepared for. So Bill Elliott, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we can find out about Bill. Well, he set the fastest lap in NASCAR history in 1987 at Talladega. What was his speed?
212.
Point? You can do this.
I can't do points. Well, I can do 212.
Yeah, it's almost 213.
You're nitpicking,
yes,
you're nitpicking,
because
Raleigh.
It's almost, well, I wasn't to him.
Nah.
But
I'm sorry.
No,
it's fast. 212.76.
Well, 0.809, but that's right. We're going to give it to you that. But it was almost 213, obviously. So he's in the top 20 of all time. So since I now know that that is your boy, so to speak, I'll try to find some other trivia. Hang on. Don't go away. You're a winner. All right.
So, more trivia.
You've won. So 212 is a good deal. So we put David on, and he gets a certificate. Probably not his first one either. So, yeah. We'll have other Hall of Fame questions. And Bill was from Dawsonville, you know, and he competed from 76 to 2012. Yes, and got a championship too, but we won't talk about that since that might be a question someday. All right, so with that in mind, we'll check out the news. Then we'll be back to it. So they all have a Pittsburgh connection, and next bumper will actually be a Pittsburgh group. And maybe you'll know it, maybe you won't. Maybe you'll know my trivia question or take a good guess at it. Because, again, this is the 70s and Americans were polled. They said, what would you be willing to do for $1 million? And it's interesting because everybody had different answers, except 13% of all the respondents said they do this. And 12% of all the respondents said they do that. And so we're talking about 25% total. But so what are the two things that people would be willing to do in the 1970s, or at least publicly answer a survey saying they'd be willing to do it for $1 million? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, it's Monday Night Trivia. Callers we can use, be one of them on WGN Radio.
You don't have to cry anymore.
Cry.
No need to cry anymore. My love is yours.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who are they? Yes, and we've determined they're from Pittsburgh. And we're also determined that probably nowhere outside of Pittsburgh has that record been played unless I was playing it. So 888-876-5593-8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. If it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine. That's a deal with trivia, of course. I can prattle on about a variety of things, but I can't play trivia with myself, at least not fairly. So my question, in the 1970s, Americans were asked what they'd be willing to do for $1 million. And it was interesting because the answers were all varied, except 13% said the same thing, that they do this. And another 12% all said the same thing, that they do that. So what I want to know is, what is it that was so popular that 13% of the people and another group of 12% of the people said they'd do this for $1 million? Do what? 888-876-5593. That's 8888-Raleigh. And if you don't like my questions and you don't know any of my bumper stumpers, you can have your own category, and sky is absolutely the limit on that. And beyond that, it is, of course, I should mention this earlier, I guess. It is, of course, Monday, January 27th. So if it's Friday and you're calling and you're not understanding why the phones are ringing, well, that's because it's a replay and we appreciate you listening. But I appreciate it more when you mark your calendar for Monday nights, because that's when we have Monday Night Trivia, appropriate, don't you think, from 10 to 1 Central Time on WGN Radio. That's right. So now, as far as sports interruptions, I only have 1 this week, and it's only for about 15 minutes, if all goes according to plan. I say that because it's the Northwestern Wildcats, and sometimes they go in overtime or whatever. But for right now, we're figuring I will lose about 15 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. So just other than that, full shows all the way around. Now, next new moon, let me mention this because it is Wednesday morning, January 29th at 6:35. So unless you get up early, probably Tuesday night is the time to write your prosperity checks if you do that. They're not real checks. No money changes hands, but this is a way to let the universe know that you're ready to accept all the manner of riches they're willing to give you. You can find out more at MaryAnnWinkowski.com. Indeed. So 888-876-5593. Let's see what Kathy in Chicago has to say for herself. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Raleigh. Thank you for taking my call.
So glad you
I wanted to try to answer your trivia question.
Oh, good.
Streaking?
No. Well, I want to give that to you. Because that's actually close enough. 12% said they would take off their clothes in public. So I'd say streaking qualifies as that. And so you win.
Oh, yippee.
Yeah, you win for that. But do you have any idea what 13% would be willing to do?
No, I'm sorry, but, you've but already, I'm just happy to get one.
Absolutely. Well, hang on. You're a winner. Don't go away. All right. So that's it. Yes, 12% said they'd take off their clothes in public. And, of course, it was the 1970s, so streaking would certainly be covered by that, don't you think? So 888-876-5593. And Naoto checks in from Japan. All right, Naoto, what's going on tonight?
Yeah, you know, I was keep reading your book, and it's pretty interesting.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, and, you know, the weather is getting a little bit warmer day by day, so it's even though it's slightly, you know, but it's still good to get warm, you know.
Okay. Well, I know we want Myers-Briggs, so we're going to give you a type again, and you tell us what type it is. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They hide all sorts of socially embarrassing information about others.
So that means they are protective, I think.
Well, I don't know. I doesn't say how they'd use it. You know, I mean, down the road, who knows how they'd use it? But yes, these are all secrets behind the MBTI types, and this type hides all sorts of socially embarrassing information about others.
I think they are introverts, at least.
They're extroverts, but that's all right.
Whoa!
If you get the next three, you'll win. They are extroverts. What are the next three?
Next would be S.
That would be right. Oh, wait a minute. Let me make sure. All of a sudden I've lost the question. Oh, God. yes, it's ES. You're absolutely right about ES.
The third would be F.
Yep, ESF, you're right.
The last one would be J.
And we have a winner, ESFJ. Hi,
thank you so much.
Socially embarrassing information about others. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And Naoto knows his Myers-Briggs trivia, that's for sure, which is, again, an interesting thing because there are a number of people who will say, well, they weren't psychologists, Myers or Briggs, mother-daughter deal. But this is used to this day by employers and others. It's a test they give to determine one of the 16 types of people. And we're all either an introvert or an extrovert. That's the I or the E. We all either are into sensing or intuition. That's the S or the N. Thinking or feeling, the T or the F. And judging or perceiving, the J or the P. And two-thirds of grade school students are all S's. They sense rather than intuition, which makes sense that they're learning through experience, and they're actually your repetition's pretty good for them. So the intuitive kids are left behind, but other than that, yeah. So 888-876-5593. Going to get another guess. So we know that 12% of Americans in the 70s said they'd take off their clothes in public for $1 million. 13% said they would do this. Really? Yeah, I wouldn't have thought of this, but John in Chicago might have. So what do you think, John?
I think it's women that participated in the movement.
That's not it.
Oh, okay.
But thanks for trying.
Thank you.
All right. So, yes, indeed. All right. What would 13% of Americans surveyed in the 70s said, yeah, they'd do this for $1 million. They would. I don't know if I would. There might be some qualifications on it, but yeah. So, 888-876-5593. We'll get to Jeff from Beloit. He wants World War II, and I can deliver coming up on WGN Radio. So who is that? We know there's a Pittsburgh theme involved, so of course it's a cover of the original Memphis Records, The Mad Lads, so I know it's not them. But who is it? Robert and Stickney's going to take a guess. What do you think, Robert?
Yeah, your bumper stopper right after the 11:30 break, it sounded a lot like the chimes to me.
Oh, there were no chimes.
Oh, boy.
But thanks for trying. I'm glad you called, and I hope you will again.
Okay,
thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, and Chimes has some good stuff, too, but we aren't playing any tonight. All right, so, indeed, it's all Pittsburgh-centric at the moment. So, Jack is a first-time caller in Wisconsin, so hello, Jack.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself? Thanks for calling.
I'm all right. Thank you. Yes, thank you for taking my call. I think most people back in the 70s got involved in the cult. Counterculture movement.
So what would they do that would that they'd be willing to do for $1 million?
Well, they would generally remove themselves from mainstream social norms and embrace alternative lifestyles.
That's nice. It's not right, but it's nice.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I don't know. I remember the 70s. I thought we kind of got over that in the 60s, but maybe not. All right. So I believe we're going to go to World War II right now with Jeff in Beloit. How's it going, Jeff?
It's going good, Molly. How are you?
All right. So
I'd like to take a couple guesses at your trivia question.
Okay, good.
Okay. How about they would, for $1 million, they vote for LBJ or Richard Nixon? Or they would shoot somebody.
No, none of those. None of the above, I'm pleased to say, in all counts.
Okay. Let's hear the World War II question.
All right. Well, as you probably know, 52,000 American flight crew members died during World War II. Almost 30% of them died because of this. What?
Because they didn't have fighter support and they were flying bombers in to Germany.
Nope.
And they had no
well,
fighter
support. We should also know that that's not it. But we should also say, let me try to clarify this, some that it occurred during this specific event. Which, by the way, wasn't a one-time thing. It happened regularly.
Well, they were trying to bomb the Pulaski, and they were trying to bomb another cracking plant or a petroleum plant. So they were doing daytime bombing, maybe?
Believe it or not, over 15,000 deaths during pilot training.
Oh, that was going to be a guess of mine, but I didn't do it. So
yeah, no, you should have. And, of course, there were all sorts of mechanical problems, too. The B-24 was known as the most dangerous. It had the nickname the Flying Coffin.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
You and John got me again.
Well, good. I hope you'll call next week and we'll try again.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. So, yes, the Flying Coffin. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And it's a quiet Monday night trivia. Yeah, you don't know my bumper stumpers. And let's see. I'm trying to think about the next four here. One of them, the last one maybe. We'll see. And in the meantime, if you don't like my question, of course, and you don't know my bumper stumpers, you can have absolutely anything you want. Sky is the limit on that. I haven't heard from Johnny D and his hominins yet. I don't have a hominin question handy either, but we can try that. All right. And absolutely, we'll have some more World War II questions, should you want them, or whatever you'd like. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And let's see what else we can talk about in the meantime. We got a bunch of requests for tomorrow night. Good. Oh, good. Sergeant Pappy wants to hear the heartbeats. I won't be the fool anymore, among others. And I'll definitely be playing that and more. So other than that, it is, of course, Monday the 27th. Again, if you're listening on Friday, thanks, but don't call. And I'm trying to find it. We had some Monday events here. And I seem to have lost them, so Monday must not have been interesting. But I don't know. It's here somewhere. But Tuesday, on the other hand, what do we have? We have would have been Tom Bell's, that was Sunday, actually. And Betty LaVette turned 79 Wednesday. And, yeah, I like Betty LaVette, and she's finally getting her due. In 2021, she received her third Blues Music Award for Soul Blues Female Artist of the Year. And I was delighted to hear that because she had a rough go of it most of her career. Now, I really wonder, I know Monday was here. Monday and Tuesday together, they were, and they've since gone the way of all flesh. But I'll find them during the news, and then we'll prattle on about it probably afterwards. So other than that, we'll talk to Sherry from Naperville and you two. And again, your own category, how can you possibly turn that down? Because after all, everybody knows something about something. Not even possible you don't. So Sherry in Naperville, welcome to WGN Radio. Sherry.
Hi, Riley. How are you?
All right. So
hello.
What do you think?
For the 12 or 13% in the 70s, for $1 million... And I'm glad that guy, his last guess, that's something I didn't want to mention, but I thought, well, maybe that would be the price tag.
But as we say, we found out that 12% would be willing to take off their clothes in public. What a 13%.
You did?
Yeah, the 12%.
You did that already.
Yeah, take off their clothes in public. So we're going for the 13%. This is the largest percentage of people who answered the question, and 13% of them all said the same thing. They'd be willing to do this. Do what?
Shave the hair off the head?
Nope.
Okay. I only mentioned this because we did have a football player in high school that did this after school on a dare and for, I think, $25. Eat a piece of dog poop?
Nope.
Oh, good. Go skinny dipping?
Nope.
All right. Probably has nothing to do with nudity again. Swingles, was that a thing? What do you call that?
You mean like wife? You mean like wife swapping? No, not that.
Okay, I'm trying to think. I know that. What was the first guess again that somebody got?
Well, somebody got they'd be willing to take off their clothes, all their clothes, in public.
Okay, how about flashing somebody?
Nope, it has nothing to do with taking off their clothes.
Oh, it has nothing. Okay.
Nothing.
I'm just thinking what would garner $1 million.
Yeah,
how do you do it?
$1 million. They say they do this for $1 million. And I'm like, I can't imagine it, but okay.
And I know you said you would do one of them for $1 million.
I've taken off my clothes in public on a few opportunities, never willingly or, you know, intentionally. But yes, so I've done that.
Wow.
I've talked about it on the air, but.
Well, I've missed those years, those conversations. Mm. I guess I'm coming up empty hand, walk on a tightrope.
Nope.
Okay. I have no idea. I think I used up my guesses.
All right. Well, if you think of something else, call me back. All right.
So, I will. And thank you. And, I know you're hitting up the news, but I might call back for advertising then, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Call next hour.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate it. 888-876-5593. Yeah, we can come up with some advertising questions, no doubt about that. And let's see. We'll have Mary in Oak Lawn, John Steinbeck, The Pearl. Multiple choice on The Pearl. All right, well, I said you can have your own category, so I'll live up to it. And I'll look for that. But in the meantime, Laura from Willowbrook now wants Sound of Music lyrics. All right. Very good. We're going to find them. So hello, Laura. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thanks, Riley.
So Sound.
Yeah, I figure I'd try it a little different instead of that. I figure, okay, give me the words and I'll finish this song, you know.
Okay. Let's see. Songs. We'll say songs, because otherwise they'll just give me the lyrics to The Sound of Music, but we don't want that.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So let's see what we got.
By the way, we had a good night because it was only 40 and 15 with wind chills, so I got to walk the dog at the dog park today.
Good.
No snow and ice, so just very windy.
Good. Good, good, good. All right. So let's see what we've got here. Here we go. All right. One little girl in a pale pink coat heard.
I'm next.
No.
No, that wasn't my answer. That was a question.
Oh, yeah. One little girl in a pale pink coat heard. That's the lyric.
Okay. Lady Oda, Lady Oda, Lay He Who.
And that would be? What's the song?
You want me to know the song? I thought we were doing lyrics. Okay.
We are doing lyrics. I gave you the lyric. You tell me the song.
Oh, I was finishing the lyrics. Okay. Hmm. Lonely Goat Herd.
Absolutely right. You're a winner.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess we could have you finish him, but I couldn't have said the part you said anyway. I looked at that saying, no, I'm not going to try that. So, all right. Very good. You're a winner.
All right. Thanks, Riley. Have a good night.
You too. All right. So there you go. Yeah, Lady Oda, whatever. 888-876-5593. Well, I asked for it, and so I should in fact get it. Let's put Laura on hold since she's a winner. We'll do our John Steinbeck next hour, and Sam's got some trivia guesses, and Sherry from Naperville, maybe she'll call back for advertising. All right, so all that and more is coming up on one more hour of Monday Night Trivia right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Hear it too.
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. So who are they? Yeah. Big Pittsburgh oldie. The group is actually from Steubenville. So there's a clue right there. 888-876-5593. 8888. Riley, and yes, at the end of the show, at the end of this hour, I will identify everybody that I played tonight. And as far as the questions, we do have a question right now, and it's just been asked. So if you don't get it tonight, it'll be our straggler for next week. But that is, in the 1970s, Americans were asked what they'd be willing to do for $1 million. Now, 12% said that they would strip naked in public. 13%, however, the biggest numbers, said they would do this. Yeah, for $1 million, they'd do it. Do what? All right, so 888-876-5593. Mary in Oak Lawn, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you with me, Mary?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I am. Okay. And I was trying to pay such close attention.
All right.
Anyway,
so
how are you tonight?
I can't complain. We're going to do John Steinbeck, the Pearl trivia, and and you want multiple choice.
Yeah, I'm sorry to put you through this.
Well, that's all right. So here we go. What does Juana use as a poultice for Coyotito's wound? A.
Oh.
And you get four choices. Unless you know it already.
No.
A, dry ice. B, peppermint. C, seaweed. D, oatmeal.
Oh, I love you, Riley. Seaweed.
Yes, that's exactly right. You're a winner. All right.
Oh, you're the best.
Oh, no problem. You do know that I've never read this thing. I have absolutely no idea what it's about, but at least I could pronounce the words in that particular question. So you are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Really, I have a request.
Oh, you do?
Request for down the road.
Okay, what do you want to hear?
How do you feel about Taylor Dane? and I'll always love you, Noah.
I'll think about it. I'll have to hear it again, but I think not. But we'll see. All right, hang on.
Anything by Whitney Houston.
Don't go away. Stay where you are.
Okay,
all
thank
right.
you.
So good deal. So absolutely. The Pearl. Never read it. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Oh, we're going to do charts. See, I've read every one of those. Gary and Austin, welcome to WGN Radio.
I haven't read that book either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
What can I say?
It doesn't seem like anything I'd be reading. But
I've read several John Steinbeck books over the years.
Wait a minute.
But that's not one of them.
I've just managed to hang myself with the headphone cord. All right, so let's see here. All right. And we're going to do 1972 trivia?
Yes.
What week are we doing in 72?
I don't care. It doesn't matter. This time in 72 is fine. Whatever.
All right. So that'd be the beginning of 72, don't you know? All right.
It would, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's find the end of January 1971. 72. Yeah, January, right. New Year's. Okay, January. Here we go. The week ending January 29th, 1972. Pick this for any reason, did you?
No, not really. I just was trying to think of a year to do, and that's why how it happened.
Just want to remember bad stuff? Okay. Number one, American Pie.
Don McLean. Well, I was getting out of high school that year, so I was looking forward to it.
All right.
A few months later, so.
Number two, Brand New Key.
Melanie.
Number three, Let's Stay Together.
Oh, Al Green.
Yes. Number four, Sunshine.
Jonathan Edwards.
Yes, I'm afraid so. It gets worse. Number five, Day by Day.
Oh, from Godspell. Who's that group? I can't remember. Whoever they are. I know it's from Godspell.
Yes, Day by Day was the lovely and talented. Yes, there you go.
Finger.
Great, very bad figure. Okay. You came up with it. Number six, finally, a good record. Clean Up Woman.
Betty Wright, yeah, that's a good record.
Yeah. Number seven, Scorpio.
Dennis Coffey.
Yes. Number eight, Never Been to Spain.
Three Dog Night.
Yes, number nine. You Are My Everything. On Avco Records, that should give it to you.
Oh, I can hear it in my mind. But that's not bringing it to me.
Tom Bell produced it.
I'll know when you tell me, and I'll kick myself.
Yeah, get ready. The Stylistics.
Oh, sure. Now I'm going to kick myself twice.
Yeah, exactly. And number 10, Sugar Daddy.
Sugar Daddy.
Yeah, by the way, I've never heard this damn record in my life, I don't think.
I don't think I have either.
And it's number 10. Tell me there wasn't payola. All right, so let's...
I don't know that song.
Yeah, I don't either. And you do know the group, whether you want to or not, but I'm going to see if we have it here so we can hear it together. Maybe we do know it and we're just trying to block it out of our mind. Oh, God, I've got 10 versions of it. I mean, I think it's the same. I think it's the same act, but okay. Here we go with Sugar Daddy.
Never heard of it.
I don't think, and it got to number 10. Number 10.
You know, Jackson 5.
Yes, of course. But, yeah, number 10. I've never heard it either. All right. I don't know who was doing the charts, but I hope they got a yacht or something. All right, so or something. Yeah,
something.
You're a winner, though. That's all you need.
Okay, great.
So, good deal. Thanks a lot. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, so absolutely. If that record wasn't bought and pegged for, I give up. All right, 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And we have our question. In the 1970s, Americans were asked what they'd be willing to do for $1 million. 13% of them said they'd do this. That was the largest percent, too. Do what? All right, so Sam and Gurney is going to take some guesses, I do believe. So hello, Sam.
Hey, Raleigh. Thanks again for having me on board.
Always.
If I had called a moment earlier, I would have stole it because I had streaking as my number one answer. But I have two other answers, and I'm going to run them by you. How about disowning family?
No, although it probably would take a lot less than $1 million in some families, but no.
All right. And how about donating a bodily organ?
No. Oh, that's nice. No.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Good choices. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Have a good night.
Right. Would you sell a body part for, you know, one you didn't need, like that extra kidney or something? I don't know. $1 million? I don't know. It's not legal, by the way. Occasionally somebody will put one up on eBay. I am not making that up. And, yeah, they always shut it down fairly quickly. You can't sell your body parts. Gene and Hoffman Estates, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, I would just get a divorce.
Oh, I like that. No, it's not that. Probably they do it for less than $1 million.
Okay. I'm going to call back Thursday night or sometime soon because I've got some thoughts for Jim that might help.
Oh, good. I'll look forward to that. Whenever you want. Love to hear from you. Thanks, Gene.
Thank you.
All right. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. Anita is in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hi, Anita.
First, I want to tell you that the music that you had on Thursday night was absolutely wonderful.
Ooh, I'll have to look and see what
loved
I played.
It so much.
All right, thanks.
It was some very old music, and I absolutely loved it. And I tried to call, but it was too late to get in. It was wonderful.
I wonder what it was. I'll have to look it up.
Oh, there was a lot of. Band stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. Probably there were requests, I'm guessing, but I don't know for sure.
Oh, so wonderful. Oh, okay, now I'm going to give a guess on your question.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not even sure I would do this for $1 million, but in fact, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't do it for $1 million, but I'm going to make this guess. Get into a den of snakes.
Get into what?
A den of snakes.
A den of snakes. No, yeah. that's not it. 13% did not venture that choice. But I'm with you. Good. I don't. And what kind of snakes? I mean, I guess this would be deciding whether I'd be willing to.
I have no idea. I don't know. Some people would do that for $1 million.
Well, yeah.
I would not.
If they're non-poisonous. Maybe 10 mil. Yeah, right. Well, you know, first we have to determine
make sure they
whether
they have the anti-venom.
Right. Well, okay. So we're saying poisonous. Yeah, I would want more than $1 million for poisonous snakes. I'm with you there. You betcha.
Spiders.
No.
Huge den with spiders.
No.
Arachnids, whatever.
Yeah, no.
I'm not sure I'd do that for $1 million, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, I know I wouldn't for brown recluses, but I'd probably be okay with tarantulas.
Yeah, tarantulas aren't bad.
No. They're
Actually, they aren't. As long as you don't get bitten too many times. But,
right.
You know.
But they seem like they're a very nice spider. I tend to protect them when I find them, get them out of the house without ending their lives.
Yeah, she had a pet tarantula and she'd been bitten a couple of times and she said, I've built up a tolerance to it, and she said he really doesn't bite that often. Once in a great while.
Once
in a great while when he gets upset, but, you know, now mostly. And she let me hold him, and I got to pet him, and he was just fine. And so they're pretty friendly, actually. So, you know, tarantula wouldn't bother me.
Right. Right. Yeah. Although, I don't know, you know, he doesn't bite that often would not be criteria for my deciding a pet.
Well, he just doesn't bite that often.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I think it was probably more like if you handle him wrong or something. I don't remember what she told me, but it was something that was really remote.
I love
would
it.
Be a situation where he would bite.
And she's still alive, is she?
Who?
Your friend.
My
with
friend?
Yes.
I wouldn't know.
I
wouldn't know at this time.
Oh.
No, it was a long time ago, and we've... You know.
Well, hopefully she's
having a long
life.
Probably is.
Yeah, not going from.
Yeah, probably is.
All right, good deal. Well, thank you.
Their tarantula is probably still alive too, because I think tarantulas live a long time.
Do they really?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know, but it seems to me they do.
Wow,
it's possible. I don't know. I'm not a tarantula specialist.
All right. Well, desert blonde tarantulas. The men usually die at 12 years, 2 to 3 years after maturing.
Okay.
Now, the green bottle blue tarantula, the males die after mating due to sexual cannibalism by females. No wonder they're biting. I'd be biting too. You kidding me with that? Lifespan of female tarantulas. The Mexican flame knee can live up to 25 years. The Brazilian black can live 20 years. The Texas brown can live over 30 years. But the guys are going right after sex. It isn't worth it, guys. All right. And factors, of course.
No.
The average lifespan of a tarantula depends on the species, and that females do outlive the males. Yeah, because they're eating them. And the male tarantulas may die after mating, especially if the female eats them. I don't think I'd want a female.
Yeah, well, she just had the one, so.
Yeah. And it was male?
I don't know. I thought it was male. She was using that, you know, euphemism.
Yeah.
Is that the word I want?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
They don't
mature until they're between 8 and 10 years old.
So, yeah, okay.
All right. Well, there you have it.
I don't know. Maybe he's not alive anymore because this would have been a long time ago. So he's probably gone, though.
Well, now, under the right conditions, a tarantula is capable of living 100 years. Though 50 would be more a common lifespan, assuming, of course, the right conditions. In other words, there's no female around. But, because that seems to be a big problem. All right, well, good deal. No, I'm glad we had the tarantula part of the show. Call me again soon.
Spiders and snakes.
Yes, that's right. Spiders and snakes sounds like a Jim. What was his name? I can't think of it. Spiders and snakes.
By
Jim somebody or other. Yes,
Spider. Yeah.
He also did My Girl Bill. Jim Stafford. That was his name.
Okay.
Jim Stafford. Sure. All right. Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, okay,
Rod.
Good deal. Okay. Yes, right, Jim Stafford. All right, so terrible that I had to think of my girl Bill to remember him, but that's the way it goes. And yeah, you're familiar with my girl Bill, right? All right, so Boyer in Nashville, welcome to WGN Radio. He hung up again. Well, I'm going to have to, if Boyer ever calls back, I'm going to have to get to him more quickly because obviously Boyer just doesn't wait around. All right, Boyer, I'll try to be more quick next time. Sherry in Naperville, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Riley. I'm calling back. Yes. And I wanted to give you a few suggestions from the Joe Cocker Live album that Jim might like that are peppy and you might like.
No, we don't want anything live. It's bad enough that he's singing. I don't want him live.
Oh, no, this is good. You can leave your hat on. Uh-huh. This is my favorite album.
Okay, well, very good.
You can leave your hat on, or he does Unchain My Heart. I know he did a lot of covers. Or because of he calls in and we all care, with a little help from my friends.
Uh-huh. I've heard that. We're not going to be playing it.
Okay. And she came in through the bathroom window.
Definitely.
A lot of them have a lot of horns in it.
Yeah.
Anyway. But your hat on that one, Leave Your Hat On, that one I think was in the movie 9.5 Weeks, which was with Kim Basinger and Mickey Rourke, okay. I think. But it's a good song. It's fun.
Are you ready? Are you ready for your question?
Oh yes. I just want to let you know you're keeping me company for tonight and tomorrow night because David got a promotion and he had to work. Because they want them to work all shifts at the store. He had to work. Usually, he works either the 2 to 10 or the 10 to 2. No, 10 to 6 shift. But now he has to work 3 days in a row. Mm-hmm. The 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. shift.
All right. Well, I am delighted to keep you company. I've already got your advertising slogan ready. And in the meantime, I got to play commercials. So hold on. Don't go away. Stay where you are.
Oh, sure.
And we'll pick it up right after the news on WGN Radio. Pittsburgh, we've already figured that out, but it was a group, 888-876-5593. And if you're wondering, they were on the Rubin label, and later picked up by Diamond. So, 888-876-5593. Now, we're going to get back to Sherry in Naperville, but hang on, Sherry, don't go away. Boyer has called back, and we've already learned that he hangs up quickly. So, Boyer, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, what are we doing?
Okay, I know the answer to your trivia question, and then I want to throw a song at you.
Okay.
Well, please restate the question.
In the 1970s, Americans were asked what they'd be willing to do for $1 million. 13% said they'd do this.
Cheat on their taxes.
That's not it. I think it's much higher than that. No.
Okay. Well, let me throw a song at you.
Okay.
And I did not hear Big Long John Baldry yet tonight. But, okay, this, do you know the song Wurlitzer Prize by Waylon Jennings?
Yes.
Okay. Like, I'm sort of bored and tired of country music. But that is a song which is remarkable.
Okay.
I just hope you'll play it for everybody.
I'm not sure. It was an RCA single, and I've got it, but we'll see. It came out in 77, and...
You're a little bit snobby.
Oh, well, no, it's just a question of what I like and what I don't like. It's not about snobby.
That's fine.
There's a few Waylon Jennings I like Only Daddy Who Will Walk the Line. I liked that. But okay. My tastes are...
I live in Nashville, and I lived for 40 years, and all my attention in the last 10 years, earlier I mentioned Francis Fay to you, Anita Day. I'm way into another world.
Yeah, well, no, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny, you live in Nashville, but, of course, Waylon Jennings was not ever really accepted in Nashville. He was part of that Outlaws thing, like Willie and all that. They were not big.
Oh, of course,
Dennis.
Billy Joe Shaver.
Yeah, and so...
I mean, I actually got to sort of know some of these folks, but...
Yeah.
A little bit. There's a lot of mythology in that whole thing you're talking about.
Oh, of course. But I just base it by, when the vinyl's on the turntable, do I like it or don't I? And that's
Totally agree. And I'm going to give you one quick shout out. I was a DJ at Vanderbilt's 91.1 WRVU.
Yeah.
And back in the day, in the 80s, it was a 14,000-watt FM station.
Yes.
That went from Bowling Green to Huntsville.
No, you're absolutely right. And then ultimately Vanderbilt got rid of it.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
Yeah.
I should probably email you about it. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
I love your show. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Good
or call some other night and we'll talk about it. You don't even have
to
email.
I would love to.
All right. Absolutely. Tomorrow night's good for me.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, sweetie.
All right. So 888-876-5593. And let's see. All right. Now back to Sherry in Naperville. Sorry about the delay, Sherry, but he wasn't going to hang on. I know you would. So
No. I completely understand. Third time was a charm.
Yeah.
So Waylon.
You want an advertising slogan, and I've got one. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, as long as it was after I was born.
Yeah, I think it was. Everything's better with everything's better with blank on it.
Ow!
And it rhymes. Everything's better with
margarine, and I got it.
Okay, so what would rhyme with on it?
Better with blue bonnet on it.
There you go. We have a winner.
Blue bonnet on it.
Absolutely right.
Oh, wow. I think it's the first one.
All right. Good deal. Hang on.
Okay.
Don't go away. Appreciate it.
It's been so long.
Yeah. Well, you won. So don't go away.
Thank you.
All right. So good deal. Sherry did it. Yes. Everything's better with blue bonnet on it. Michael in Park City, Illinois. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Good morning.
Hello, Michael.
Hi. I have a guess for your trivia question.
I can't wait to hear it.
Next, you have two guesses.
Good.
The first one would be eat an insect, live or dead.
That's not it. What's your second guess?
Is to kill or assassinate somebody.
No, I'm pleased to say that's not it.
So am I, but that was a guess. I was trying to go wild there. But all right, thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't think anybody dies from this. Well, near as I can tell. 888-876-5593. Now, all right, we have... Sharon in Little Rock. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey.
Hey, Sharon.
Okay, I have a guess. I don't know if this is what, but what about eating a puffer fish?
No, although that could kill him. You're right about that, but nope, that's not it.
Okay, what about going barefoot in the snow or something? You stay in the snow for like a whole day or something.
I like that. It's not right, but I like it.
Okay. Hey, good night.
Thanks.
Good talk tonight.
Call me again. Appreciate it. All right.
Okay,
so that's the deal. Now, by the way, in this survey, I got it out of a book, obviously. They did not disclose whether people would choose from a list or whether they'd come up with it on their own. I could argue both ways, but the only real high numbers were 13% was the most. All this 13% said they would do this for $1 million. Then the next one was 12% of the people interviewed said they'd take off all their clothes in public for $1 million. So we got that 12%, but the 13%, they'd be willing to do this for $1 million. I don't know beyond that, but good luck. It'll be our straggler next week if you don't get it this week. Okay, so now, with that in mind, I said to John, I said, John, it says that Ruth wants an incomprehensible question. No, that's not, John said, no, I just couldn't understand it. So, all right, Ruth, what do you want?
I got you finally.
Well,
something you can't. I've been wondering and wondering over and over, would I ever come up with a trivia question that Raleigh, the genius, the archives, that she would not figure out how I could handle it. And I thought about doing charts, you know, with the word prayer, but I thought I would need to reference and look into a whole 20 or more songs which have the word prayer in them. But zippity-doo-wop, almost like falling in love. It's the most wonderful, the most wonderful music in the world. But I'm going to do your trivia question just in case you don't have a question for me.
Well, all it says for you is that you want a question that's incomprehensible. That's not what you meant, is it?
I meant like I found out how many times prayer is mentioned in songs. You know, it's often mentioned in doo-wop songs. You know, somebody will have the title or it's in there in the doo-wop song. So I think that's really phenomenal as far as a blessing goes. So I'll take all the blessings I could get, especially with the law of abundance. So I wanted to really do charts, but I couldn't compete with that. That many songs, you know, where I could name them as.
Well, let me just ask it this way. What is the single most popular word in a song title?
Well, now that's really love.
Nope. You.
Oh, see, that's fantastic too.
Now, by the way, that's 5.8 million occurrences, followed closely by I, with 5.5 million.
Yeah, me for you, you for me.
Yeah.
Okay, your trivia question. How about the purchasing a person per $20, $30, or $50 scratch-off lottery tickets?
I don't understand. So, 1970s, Americans asked what they'd be willing to do for $1 million.
Would you purchase a $50 scratch-off lottery ticket?
Well, I don't know.
To win $1 million?
No one said it, but this is the 1970s. I'm not sure it was legal anywhere.
Oh, okay, all right. I didn't know how far that lottery went back.
I don't know.
And I thought it would be interesting to see how many people would be willing to purchase that. Or how about for the trivia question, they who forsake that which is of their own household, or that which is living of their household, does that fall into the percentage?
No.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm out for the law of abundance.
No, I'm looking.
I'm going to try it for,
looking,
I'm gonna
by
try
the way,
it for the first time.
The
pardon me?
I'm looking at the first ticket sales in lotteries, and it varies by state. In Illinois, it was 1974. But I'm trying to find, Connecticut was 1972. I'm looking for things earlier. Michigan was 1972. Let's see. Oh, New Hampshire has been selling lottery tickets since 1964. New Jersey since 1969. New York since 1967. How about that? And see if there's anybody else way back when. Oh, the Virgin Islands have been selling them since 1937, but they don't really count. That's the early lotteries. There you have them.
See, we learn something new every day.
I guess.
Somebody out there always has something they know more about. That's you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
And thanks for that caller who said good night, everybody. God bless your family, sir.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. So, yes, Florida didn't have a lottery until 1988, which isn't surprising. California, 1985. But, yeah, so that's the deal. And I don't know that they were, at that point, scratch-offs, but they were lotteries as far as that goes. So we'll get to Margie. Margie is in Milwaukee, and she's going to guess on what 13% of the respondents in the 1970s said they do for $1 million. What do you think, Margie?
One is live as a hermit somewhere for a year on a desert island, maybe.
That's not right, but I like it. What else you got?
The other one is not speak for an entire year.
I like that, too. That's not it either.
Okay, well, I tried.
You did, and I sure am appreciative. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, good deal. So 888-876-5593. But one more bumper stumper left. I was going to play the all-time most requested Pittsburgh oldie, but I've decided to go with another purely Pittsburgh group, and you'll hear them next on WGN Radio.
Never before did I love one like you.
Never before
did my heart feel so true.
Never before,
oh, never, never before.
Never before,
never before,
never before
did I love you the same.
Never before,
never before
was one of my way.
Never before,
oh, never, never before. My love for you was more than I could give whenever we met at the start.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who are they? And that's our final as far as that goes. Now, I was going to use the most requested oldie ever in the history of Pittsburgh radio, but I figured that would be too easy. So, but if you were wondering, yeah, believe it or not, yeah, I know, it'll be hard to imagine, but this was the number one most requested oldie in Pittsburgh radio history. It all right, more than any other record in Pittsburgh radio history. High on a Hill was it. It did, by the way, reach the top five in both San Francisco and Los Angeles, as far as that goes. And Scott English, who is the artist, also wrote Brandy, not the Looking Glass record, but Brandy, which Barry Manilow changed to Mandy. And, yeah, made a lot of money from that, that's for sure. And sadly, he left us about 5 years ago now. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, we have our question. And if you don't get it tonight, it'll be a holdover for next week. Gives you a whole week to think about it. In the 1970s, Americans were asked what they'd be willing to do for $1 million. The biggest percentage, 13%, said they'd do this. Do what? Adam in Powder Springs, Georgia. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, thank you, Raleigh. I thought I'd sneak in here at the
last
second, see if I could come up with an answer. I want to say it without being too risque, but Could it maybe be sleeping with somebody other than the person that they would normally sleep with?
No, there's no sex involved in the answer.
Okay, okay. Well, you know, I figured taking their clothes off, maybe that would be the next step.
And that would be, 12% like that. But no, no. And the thing that I don't know, I wish I did, was I don't know if they gave people a list from which to choose or they expected them to come up with it on their own.
Well, you're really good at coming up with these questions because ChatGPT doesn't have a clue.
Well, see, that's the key. And, you know, I've been doing it now for ever since the Internet was around. And I used to have tons of questions, but now it's gotten so obscure. I spend more time looking for questions that can't be searched than anything else I do.
Well,
for
you're
this
doing a good job.
Oh, well, good, good. Well, I'm delighted that you called. Now, Adam checked, by the way, and no, the 2 inches fully in mothballs and not working. So I have to look further, and I will. I wish it was 1 inch because we have plenty of them.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right, we'll keep going. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, so, but we'll find somebody. God, I remember when Trinity, when they went satellite, they called the satellite the Holy Beamer. And I don't remember what they called it, but they wheeled out their 2-inch. Yes, Jen and Paul Crouch. And, it's just emblazoned on my mind. I think Jim and Tammy Faye did something similar, but what can I tell you? Yeah. And, of course, before satellite, Jim and Tammy Faye, they were bicycling those tapes. And, a lot of mirth on that. Don't start me. All right. So, Jeff and Beloit, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, you got a couple guesses on your trivia question.
Okay.
And one is to jump out of an airplane, a perfectly good airplane parachute.
That's a nice answer. It's not right, but it's a nice answer.
Okay. And then after the movie Jaws, to swim in the ocean.
I think people are doing that for free. No, it's not to swim in the ocean.
All right. Last one. It's a poor guess, but I make pizzas every day, so I'm thinking people would eat anchovies on their pizza.
I like anchovies.
I do too.
You know, I have them regularly on salads. Now, what lately though, they've been a little too robust. Those bones are getting stronger. I really wish someone would come up with a boneless anchovy.
You know, I'm also a soup chef, and one of the main ingredients I use is Worcestershire sauce.
Uh huh.
And the main ingredient in Worcestershire sauce is anchovies.
Yes, and we're very big on Worcestershire sauce here. The other thing, capers, a lot of capers. So, yeah.
Wow.
Going for that. So, but there's got to be somebody who is has less bones in their anchovies. So, I know they remove the head and neck bones, but I need the spine removed. Oh, well.
You know, they pack those in salt, and then sometimes you make pizzas. If you have the salty ones, you have to wash them. Otherwise, they're very, very salty.
Oh, I know, but I don't. There's not enough salt made. I salt everything. I salt breakfast cereal, for God's sakes.
Oh, my gosh. The other thing, they pack them in oil, and
yes.
I think they might have them in water. I'm not quite sure.
Oh, well, that's no fun. They've got to be in oil, and you prefer them in olive oil.
Right, right.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, no, very big on anchovies. And yes, I learned to love them on pizzas when I was a kid because no one else would eat my pizza. But then I really came to, you know, enjoy them regardless.
Yeah, I love anchovies myself, so.
All right. Well, good deal. Thanks for calling. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Raleigh. Have a good day.
All right. Yes, and yes, the show has devolved to anchovies, but really somebody should do the boneless. I won't hold my breath. In the meantime, that is about as close to being a wrap as we're going to get. So we'll save the question for next week. It gives you a whole week to think about it. Tomorrow there is a full show, and it starts right after the 10 o'clock news. So if you didn't call tonight, which is most of you, maybe you'd like to call tomorrow night. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air. Couldn't have done it without him. We thank John for screening your calls. Couldn't have done it without John either. But above all, I thank you, the brave souls of you who called. Let's do it again tomorrow night. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.